Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max.
And we're back. Another episode of Hey Comics Kids. I'm joined by my youngest son, Max. We've got a couple of topics floating around here, so we figured we'd do a quick catch-up topic. But first, Alex, would you like to make our kind of exciting announcement about what's going to happen later on this Mother's Day weekend in Philadelphia?
Well, surprise, surprise, everyone. We got a question from Wizard World. They asked if we would be okay with doing a panel.
We said
around
yes.
The time Dad said, we said yes, and so we're going to be doing a panel on Philly Comic Con.
Absolutely, Wizard World Philadelphia. They switched it. Oddly enough, it used to be Father's Day weekend for the longest time, and they've switched it. Now it's Mother's Day weekend in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Convention Center. You can we don't have a confirmation on what day or what time. We'll give you that later. But we're going to be talking about podcasting with your kids. Or, from you guys' perspective, you'll be talking about podcasting with your parents.
You won't have to talk. Our perspective.
From your perspective, this is podcasting with your parents.
And, you know, I just want to thank everyone. This has been really fun. And thank you guys for all the support you've had on the show. It's been really great.
Absolutely. So, Max. Well, actually, let's start here. Because I know Max has some more Pokemon stuff that he wants to talk about. And there's lots going on in the Pokemon world. But I'm going to start with Flash. Alex and I, we've been catching up slowly with the Flash TV series. Last night, we watched... Was it episode 5 or 6, Alex?
Neither. It was like the 8th.
Are we all the way up to the 8th?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound right, but you had the control, so you know. And we watched the one with the electric-themed supervillain this time, right?
Power Out.
Yeah, what did you think about
it? Blackout. Energy Vampire, that's all I'm going to say.
What'd you think?
He's a freaking energy vampire.
Blah, blah.
I mean, he has the weird darkened eye thing.
I thought that was really cool.
I don't know how that happened. Or that could have happened. Or if you just went to the store and bought some eyeliner. Maybe that's from the electrocuted guy we saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a neat character, and it was also neat that they took out, and I forget his name too, but the guy that could turn himself into metal. His name like Gridiron?
Tony something, maybe?
Yeah, his real name was Tony. But they brought him out to fight because they had him in like a holding cell. And the doctor brought him out.
The doctor
brought him out to fight against the energy vampire, and the energy vampire pretty much cleaned the metal guy's clock, right?
Yeah. I mean, don't put metal up to electricity.
Yeah, that was not conducive to a good relationship. So, speaking of clocks, that was the subplot was... Clock King. What'd you think of him?
I like Clock King a lot. He was really cool. He did all these time riddles.
Mm-hmm.
And he, just like, an officer has been shot 2.5 seconds ago.
Right. At one point, the policeman has been shot. He's lying on the ground, bleeding out. He is Iris's boyfriend. Iris's father says, please let them say goodbye to each other because Clock King is taking Iris as a hostage. Did you kind of foretell what was going on there, or was it a surprise to you?
Yeah, it was like, because he still had the gun that he didn't... He still had a gun.
Right, and he was handing off the gun to Iris. Were you surprised by that?
No.
No, I kind of saw that happening, too. So, my major predictions...
gunshot, I don't get. Like, the gunshot, and then...
Well, okay, so are you asking who shot who?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we saw that Iris was unharmed, so we have to assume that the Clock King is the one that got shot. And in that closing scene when the cops are carrying Clock King away, what was he doing? Limping.
Yeah.
So I think we can assume that she shot him first.
But didn't he have, like, a bullet? Well, even if you got shot in the leg, you could definitely shoot back.
It's pretty painful to take a bullet. He might have been in too much pain to do that. Woof.
Okay, that was a hell of a that pothole. Was a pothole.
Maybe I should pay attention, huh?
Maybe you should.
Sorry, guys. Dad dropped the bomb.
I did. So, go ahead, Alex. What else did you think about The Flash?
Losing the speed was a classic episode.
How so?
I mean, getting drained of the electricity he put off, therefore he got sapped by the lightning that kept him running, kept his cells speeding. I thought that was interesting how they took the idea of, like, losing your powers and then kind of advance it and then put in a villain who could do it.
Yeah, and then showing that he could recharge and that the power is kind of within him. And also that, you know, that he's a source of power, too. Which was why the energy vampire was so interested in him. And there's what I really like about this entire series so far is that one of its main plot points is... Crisis on Infinite Earths. In other words, that newspaper clipping from April 2025 that the professor keeps pulling up in his secret laboratory, that is a clear reference to Crisis on Infinite Earths. Not only through, you know, the crisis over, using the word crisis over, Flash still missing. You read Crisis on Infinite Earths, didn't you, Alex?
More times than I can count.
So you know what that's all about.
Yeah. I mean,
me, I haven't read a single page of it.
Well, the second time they flashed that newspaper clipping up, Alex, did you notice the sidebar story on the lower right-hand side saying that the red skies have disappeared?
Yes.
Did that also kind of make you think of Crisis?
But wasn't it the white skies that were the problem?
Well, they were.
Antimatter would technically kind of be the white sky.
They were technically magenta, and then when the magenta field had passed over, then it left everything blank, which would have been white, yeah. But yeah, kinda like that sky reference to the red skies was kind of basically that magenta antimatter field that swept across the pages of Crisis on Infinite Earths.
It's kind of like the sky we have right now, you know?
You think so? Well, right now it looks kind of gray with maybe a little bit of blue coming through. But,
Oh no, it's a crisis! On Infinite Earths!
So, that's the other thing that I wanted to point out, too, is when the electric dude was saying how the professor's experiment had killed a lot of people, and he didn't even know their names. I thought that was great because to prove that he did know their names, the professor started listing back names of people that had been affected by the energy sweep. One of those names, which really kind of excited me, was Ralph Dibny. Do you know who Ralph Dibny is?
I think Ralph Dibny is like the Kid Flash, maybe?
No, that's Wally West.
But good guess. This is a superhero from the DC Universe who got his start in the Flash comic book.
Wally West?
No, the Ralph Dibny character.
Okay, I know who it is.
He is a pale second. He is a pale second to my favorite superhero.
Oh, the Elongated Man.
That's right. He's no Plastic Man, but he is the Elongated Man. I am very excited to see them do an Elongated Man. That would be a real CGI nightmare for a TV show. It's tough enough for them to do it in the movies, but it would be great if they could pull it off. Plus, Elongated Man never really took advantage of his shape-shifting powers, you know, the way Plastic Man did. Elongated Man just was kind of a stretchy guy. He could just make his arms and legs long, and, you know, he was rubbery.
But like Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens, but I'm excited about a possible appearance of Ralph Dibny in the DC Universe, or at least from the TV aspect. Anything else did you like about that, Alex?
No, just a little bit of excitement.
You looking forward to getting further in? If we're up to episode 8, then we've come very close to catching up, right?
Well, we've been binge-watching like no one's business.
We've been doing a good job of playing catch-up on this one. So, Max, Pokemon Universe has a lot of excitement in it right now, most of which is revolving around a movie. Tell me.
Well, I wouldn't say like a super amount of excitement, but already the new Pokemon movie, the 18th movie, even though it was just Dianzi and the Crystal Destruction just like a week, like maybe like a month, like in February.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see what's with that, but I heard that there's a new one, and this is and we've just seen the teaser trailers, but this is what we see, and this has led me to some speculation.
Let me hear it.
So, Primal Groudon and Primal Kyogre are battling, and a shiny Mega Rayquaza, they're battling, and then a mysterious Hoot.
Mm-hmm.
Foams. I'm just saying one of the mysterious Kalos legendaries is Hoopa. But Hoopa is kind of like a Pokemon that can really transform stuff. Transportate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he could transportate stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Using these hoop things. But if you played Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, you probably know about the hoop things when you go to catch a legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than Regirock, Regice, Registeel, Regigigas, this Rayquaza, Deoxys, just Latios. Actually, no, not Latios, Latias. Groudon and Kyogre. Those are the 8 legendaries that you catch without using the hoop thing. But after you get Groudon or Kyogre, depending on which game, Steven will reward you with the Eon Fruit, where you can fly up and it'll be red sparkles. And if it doesn't say Mirage on it, if it says something like Nameless Cavern or something like that, Trackless Forest or something mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, then there's gonna be a hoop legendary.
A hoop legendary?
Well, more just a legendary like Mesprit or something like that. Maybe if you're lucky you can get Reshiram or Zekrom, because you need a level 100 Pokemon and that's kinda hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
But so, in the new movie, I believe that what will happened first is Ash befriends Hooper, and then Ash gets the prism bottle. The prism bottle is what makes Hooper unbound. Hooper unbound is basically the devil version of Hooper, you could say.
Okay.
And is really neat, I could say. Like, it's really powerful. Like, its signature move in the game, its signature move will have the opponent being hit by a barrage of the hoop portals, and then one portal just for him to laugh behind your back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Hooper Unbound's signature move.
Huh.
And so this Pokemon is very strong and can transport stuff. Like, in X and Y, a guy, an NPC, he says that there was Hooper Unbound, like, he transported, like, giant castles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that Hooper will meet Ash and friends. You can't forget about the friends, even though sometimes I do forget them, because it's more just Ash, but you can't forget about Sarita, Clement, and Bonnie, but the only one I'm with. But, so, Hooper meets Ash and the gang, and then Hooper becomes Unbound. And when Hooper Unbound is based off of a Jinx. Jinxes are little demon stuff things that Jinxes are little demon things that can that are very loyal to their trainer, you know, but very deadly to someone else, anyone else. So putting that in perspective, I think that Hooper and Pikachu have a battle. Because Hooper Unbound doesn't recognize Pikachu as its trainer, or so it's not loyal and very deadly to it, causing a lot of damage to Pikachu. Hooper becomes regular Hooper again and feels bad for what he did. So Hooper uses his powers to transport legendaries from other regions. And even of universes, says to protect Kalos, those four. I think that something's gonna strike in Kalos, and Hooper feels the only way he can redeem himself is to transport all the legendaries. Like in the Delta episode, maybe they'll take that into perspective and have a giant meteor crashing down to Kalos. Those and Hooper transports the legendary, but that's all I've really thought of for now.
So now, when they say a new Pokemon movie's coming out, this isn't like a movie that we see in theaters, right?
I don't think so.
So where are we going to see this thing?
On TV. Like I think on, like, Cartoon Network, maybe there's and the Pokemon movie.
Okay, so we'll be watching for that. Guys, I keep seeing in my Facebook page things that talk about a Dragon Ball Z movie. What do you guys know about this?
Nothing.
Just not even interested, huh?
No, I'm kind of interested because I've been interested in getting Dragon Ball Xenoverse, the new game, which looks really good.
Which is actually out, and I saw it at GameStop.
So with the new movie, with a movie coming out and a new video game, do you think they're trying to revitalize the Dragon Ball Z universe, Alex?
Probably.
You think it's going to work? You guys were really, really ardent Dragon Ball Z fans for a year or so, and now I noticed you're over it.
I looked back on the episodes, and it was I did find it kind of different. I did see things a little differently.
Did you understand my perspective when I would look at it, and I'm like, they're just standing and talking again, right? Wasn't there a fight that went for 18 episodes?
Yes, they have a world record for that.
That's
amazing. And most of it is Goku just, and at one of the times, Frieza actually, the motor explosion that killed one of Goku's best childhood friends. Goku lets Frieza go. He lets Frieza live. But Frieza's cocky enough that...
think everyone's seen this,
yeah,
Max.
Probably.
I've never seen that one. But I know what you're talking about. The show did seem to drag on for an awful long time. And now you guys all of a sudden are like, almost it's like you're waking up from a dream and you're clearing your eyes and it's like, I don't think this was all that great.
Actually, I still
do like it.
You still like it?
Yeah, I still like it, but I just have bigger interests.
Bigger interests, such as Pokemon.
Yeah.
So hopefully they won't hopefully they won't do that in the movie.
And hopefully they don't.
So I hear the movies have been worse doing that with the last one they did.
And hopefully they don't put GT, Dragon Ball GT spin on it.
They do a GT spin.
Let's hope not. All right, boys, so there's a lot going on right now. Anything else you want to talk about? Alex, at some point we're going to have to do a review of that new game that you got. Destiny. We'll have to talk about that.
How about we do a little foreshadowing and then we'll have a teaser trailer. Right now.
There's literally no way to tease your trailer, Destiny.
We'll take a whole episode and talk about that.
But it was rated a 7, even though I really like the game.
Yeah, what would you have rated it?
At least an 8, because the game is really good with, weapons and armor.
Mm-hmm.
But it does get eventually, if you don't have an Xbox Live Gold, which we do... If you can't go on strikes and nightfalls and raids, which are really, really, really fun, or you can't buy the frickin' $14 expansion packs, which is craziness.
Then it gets a little repetitive.
Then, yeah, because you have nothing else to do other than the story mode, mm-hmm. And you get about a week off of that, maybe two.
Yeah, maybe longer, unless you're binge playing it, talk about later. All right, Max,
my special talent.
Yes, Max. Let's bring this one to a close.
I don't. Who's speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother. Wait.
Well, Alex is gonna do the second part.
Okay, but I just want to say.
Yes.
That one of our friends has, I think, I think a YouTube channel.
He's doing podcasting now, too.
Oh, really?
So, I'm going to say...
So, do we know his the correct address to send people over?
I don't know if he's actually, started the podcast totally yet. I know he's doing it.
Oh. Yeah,
but look for probably something with co-stars or whatever, Dylan Allender.
Yeah, probably, we're probably gonna have him on a video. You know, I've been really wanting to do a guest star video, because I think that, especially with maybe another podcast.
That's kind of what I want to do for the Destiny, Max, because I know a friend who's played Destiny, played all the Nightfalls, played all the Strikes. He's the highest level and has practically all of the exotic weapons, which are the best you can get. And armor.
So, lots of stuff to look for. Alex, where can you find our show?
You can find us on iTunes, preferably, the Blueberry Network, and Stitcher.